Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care on the Magic Morning Show. It's Magic 1 for today's hits. And Peyton, I think that was your song that you chose, right? And why'd you choose that one?
Because I really liked it.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And do you think Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber are as good of friends as you guys are?
Yes.
Think so? Really? I thought you were going to say no way. You guys are better friends. I think you're better friends than the Biebs and the Sheeran. They can't spend as much time together. They're always traveling and doing other things. Anyway, let's just move on.
You're right.
Another check of the Magic 104 cast. I know, Brooke, that you love these so much. Brooke asked me during the commercial break why we talk about the weather so much. We just want to make sure people know what's going on outside. We want to make sure people can plan their day around the weather. So we're going to do one more check of that today. Sunny right now, 60 degrees here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 57 in Berlin and Gorham. Just in case you are just tuning in, we are here with our Littlest Big Radio stars. We have Peyton Landers and Brooke Shanks. They are on the show right now. We've been learning all about all kinds of different things. You guys both want horses. That'd be kind of a cool thing to have, right? We talked about that during the commercial break. And we're getting ready for school. And Peyton, you're hoping that you know who the teacher is that you're going to have, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to be a big what? What did you say?
A grump.
You don't want them to be a big grump. I completely agree. I don't think you're going to have any grump. I don't know a lot of grumpy teachers.
Like Grumpy Cat.
Yes, Grumpy Cat. And yes, and you wanted to talk about Grumpy Cat because you said you absolutely love Grumpy Cat. In fact, you were celebrating your last birthday and everything else with Grumpy Cat. Sadly, we had to lose Grumpy Cat, but the memory will live on forever on the internet.
Yes, and I found out it was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a boy.
I think a lot of people did. Boys are more grumpy usually.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're going to play a game. It is called Stupid and Silly Games Medley. Are you girls ready?
Yes.
All right, let's get to it.
Completely over the top, ridiculous, and stupid.
I can't stand around talking about silly things.
Oh, it's even more stupid than you could possibly imagine.
Let's play Gino's Stupid Silly Game.
All right, here we go. It's a stupid and silly game. We have five different games we're going to play, five different rounds. And how it's going to work is I'm going to have one of you go first. And I think Peyton, since she's the one who sent the email, I'll have her go first. She's going to pick the category. We have five different games. In reverse, that's where we're going to play a clip of some music that we play here on Magic, but in reverse. And you have to try to guess the artist and song title. Then we have a game called Celebrity Protection, where I'm going to play a random clip of a random celebrity. Hopefully you can recognize them. However, their voice will be changed. But if you listen to what they say, they might give a hint on who they are. Also, we have Name the Movie Clip. I'm going to play a random clip from a random movie, and you have to guess what it is. What Does the Animal Say? Random Animal Clip. You have to tell me what animal is speaking. And then last but not least, we have a game called Chicken or the Egg, which we actually played a fake round just a little while ago to show you guys how it works. And I'm going to give you a random two topics, and you tell me which came first. Real simple stuff. Peyton, first, you got to pick the category. In reverse, Celebrity Protection, Name the Movie Clip, or What Does the Animal Say, or Chicken or the Egg?
Chicken or the Egg.
Chicken or the Egg. All right, Chicken or the Egg. So how this works, Peyton, I'm going to have you choose a random card and then give it back to me. Which one do you want? All right, here we go. Which came first? All right, chicken or the egg? That's always the infamous question. I'm going to give you two topics here, and you just have to tell me which one came first. Which came first? Kermit the Frog. You know who Kermit the Frog is?
Yes.
Okay, Kermit the Frog or Big Bird? Kermit the Frog or Big Bird? Which came first? Who came first?
You're on your own.
Now remember, now you're going, you want to get the correct noise is this. But if you're wrong, you get the Chucky. We don't want the Chucky. We want to avoid the Chucky. Okay? Peyton, what do you got? Kermit the Frog or Big Bird? Who came first?
I don't know.
You have to guess. Here we go.
The weirdest one.
Pick whatever one you want. It's just for fun.
Big Bird?
It is not Big Bird. It's actually Kermit the Frog.
Why are you playing it on mine?
That's Chucky. That's Chucky. You don't want Chucky. You don't want to be... You want to
You're freaking
Chucky.
Me out.
All right, now it's your turn, Brooke. You get to pick it. We want to avoid Chucky. We don't want to play Chucky. And then hand me back
Please
the card.
No Chucky.
No Chucky. No Chucky. Here we go. Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse? You know who Bugs Bunny is?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Who came first, Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse? Brooke is correct. Yes. So Brooke gets a point. All right. That ends the chicken or the egg category.
Oh, God.
Brooke, now it is your turn to choose a category. In reverse, Celebrity Protection, What Does the Animal Say?
Or what
name,
does the animal say?
What does the animal say? Do you want Animal Say number one or Animal Say number two?
I'll go with number one.
Number one. All right. Number one, what does the animal say? You need to identify this animal. Oh my god.
Cow?
I'm gonna play it one more time for you before we get your final answer. Any guesses? Brooke, it's your guess.
A cow?
It is not a cow. I'm sorry.
Stop,
the correct answer was donkey.
Donkey.
That's a donkey, believe it or not. That's the sound of a donkey. Peyton, it is now your choice. You get number two, since we already did number one. Name this animal.
A moose?
Ooh.
A moose?
You don't have to listen to Brooke. Make sure you keep your own answer. I'm going to play it one more time.
It's a moose.
Name the animal, Peyton. Any guesses?
A moose?
It is not a moose.
What? No!
It's actually a goose.
A goose?
That's a goose. Believe it or not, that's a goose. All right, Peyton, your turn to change the categories. We have In Reverse, Celebrity Protection, or Name the Movie Clip.
Name the Movie Clip?
Name the Movie Clip. Would you like number one or number two?
Number one.
Number one. Now, Brooke, we have to keep quiet here. We don't want to give away any answers, okay? Number one, here it is. Name the movie clip. Name this movie.
Wasted Kids is something that happens when you have a hankering for ice cream.
Well, I want to get wasted.
I want to get wasted every single day of my life.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
What movie is that from, Peyton?
I don't know.
You don't know. Random guess. Brooke is bursting at the seams. That should be a good guess. Any kind of hint at all?
I know where it is.
Any guess?
No.
No guess at all? Sorry. Brooke, what is the answer?
Grown-ups.
That is Grown-ups. However, you don't get the point for that category because this one is yours. This is your question when it comes to Name the Movie Clip. Name this film.
From the King of the World.
What movie is that from? Now, that's definitely before your guys' time, but it is a classic film.
How am I supposed to know?
One of you put this name of this film in your survey as one of the things that you would like to talk about. Is that any type of hint at all? I'm going to play it one more time. One more time. I forget which one put it in their survey, but somebody did.
From the King of the World!
By the way, all the parents right now are yelling at the radios. What clip is this from? What movie is that from? Any guesses? Wild guesses. Wild guesses.
I have no guess.
Oh, no guess. Titanic.
Titanic. Come on. I'm supposed to know that.
I figured you would if you put it down in your survey.
I'm supposed to know that.
Oh, my gosh. Brooke's still in the lead. We have two categories left. Brooke, it is In Reverse or Celebrity Protection?
In Reverse.
In Reverse. Number one or number two?
Number two,
here it is. I'm going to play the song. It's a 20-second clip, but is in reverse. Song title, this is worth 2 points. Song title and artist. Here we are.
It's Sweet But Psycho.
Sweet But Psycho by who?
By...
Any guesses? Random guess. Random artist.
I know this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I have no guess.
Let's find out. Yeah, you got it. Sweet But Psycho. That's 1 point anyway. The artist was actually Ava Max.
I was going to say that.
Ava Max. Ava Max is the correct answer. Here's the rest of the song, of course. All right, so there it is. And now, Peyton, excuse me. Peyton, now it's your turn. Here it is. This is your In Reverse. Another 20-second clip. And then we are going to... Oh, hold on here. It's not letting me play it. Hold on. We're going to make sure we can play this clip for you. All right, ready? Here we go. This is it. This is the clip. Any guesses?
High Hopes.
High Hopes by who? By who? Any guesses? 5, 4, 3, 2,
I don't know.
1. It is High Hopes by Panic at the Disco.
I said that.
Panic at the Disco is the correct answer for that one. It's Panic at the Disco. Very cool. All right, so it's 2-1. Brooke's in the lead. We have one more category to go, and it is celebrity protection. Brooke is in the lead right now. Since that is the case, we are going to have Peyton go again. All right, we're gonna have Peyton go again just because she's behind right now. Celebrity protection, and what's going to happen is you get to choose one or two. I'm gonna play the clip, but their voice is modified. You just have to guess the random celebrity. All right, here we go. One, number one or number two?
Number two.
Number two. Celebrity protection, number two. Again, the voice is modified, but you want to listen to what they're saying. It could be a huge hint on what celebrity it is. Here it is.
I think what makes Hotel Transylvania a fun experience for families and kids is you never really know what to expect. It's such a fun, filled, diverse family, and we're always getting into some sort of adventures. And I love the feeling of making people laugh, because there's not a better feeling in the world.
All right, that is the random celebrity clip. What celebrity do you believe it is? Just a reminder, she did say something in the beginning of the clip that was a big hint of who it could be. Hotel Transylvania was the hint. Brooke just whispered it into the microphone. Peyton, any guesses at all? Any celebrity in the world? Anybody you could possibly think of?
I don't know.
Anybody? Okay. The correct answer is, Brooke, any guesses?
Any guesses?
It was actually Selena Gomez.
I think what makes Hotel Transylvania a fun experience for families and kids is you never really know what to expect.
What do you want me to tell you? That's her voice.
Fun, diverse family, and we're always getting into some All right,
Brooke,
sort of
you've already won the game, but just for fun, we're going to play one more round here of celebrity protection. Okay. And this is for you. This is just for fun. This is for extra bonus points. Here we go. Name this celebrity.
Because understand, Woody is clenched all the time. He's clenched. There is something he's got to explain. Or come on, guys!
Look out!
This way! It's all back, and you can't move. The microphone is right there, and you can't move. And
now he's talking about a movie and a character that he plays.
Toy Story,
and he plays Woody because he said Woody's always clenched. That's the character. Who is the voice of Woody? Any guesses at all?
I have no answer. Please don't play that.
I have
Chucky.
To play. I'm going to get Chucky.
No.
I'm sorry. It's actually, believe it or not, Tom Hanks.
Because I understand, Woody is clenched.
It's too old. You guys don't know who Tom Hanks? He's like America's sweetheart. Nobody knows? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting very, very scared looks right now. I apologize. I thought Tom Hanks was popular. He's the voice of Woody. Have you seen Toy Story?
Yes, my brother and his friend just went to see.
And you didn't say Tom Hanks was the star of that one?
No.
No, well, fair enough. There it is.
Okay. My brother's only in first grade.
But he knows who Tom Hanks is. You think so? I don't know. Does he?
Ask him.
Probably not. There is the game. That's your medley of stupid and silly games. Brooke, you are the winner. Congratulations. 2-1. That is how you play those games. We'll be back with some final words from our littlest big radio star right here on Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.